On today's episode of Hootworthy, I got to talk to Ms. Marion Hoyt, a second grade ELA and social studies teacher here at GCA, who won GCA's 2023 Teacher of the Year. We talked about what inspired her to become a teacher, her various experiences teaching, and what she does beyond the classroom. Enjoy the show. Miss Marion Hoyt, thanks for coming on the show. Welcome to Hootworthy. And you're here because you won the GCA's 2023 Teacher of the Year, second grade ELA social studies. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So you've taught for 13 years total.
Yes.
You've been at GCA for three.
Yes.
And now you've got this crown here.
Yes.
2023 GCA's Teacher of the Year. So, but before we dive in too much, let's see. You're traveling back in time. You can pick any historical era and you don't have to stay there. You're just visiting. Where would you go? What time period and why?
The era that I would choose is the 1700s when we were getting our independence from the British. And creating things like the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, hearing those conversations that were going on around the intention of the words they put in those documents would be really enlightening, especially in light of the times now when there's such a debate about whether we need to stick to the strictly what they said in the Constitution or it was open to interpretation, was a fluid document.
Right, when they're actually back when they're like having, you know, civil debates, healthy conversations. And then you could go there, record it on your phone, be like, hey, this is what they said, guys. I figured it out, you know?
And bring it back as evidence, absolutely.
Yeah, going live.
Exactly. We're live streaming.
Ben and my boys and George, you know, just hanging out.
Exactly.
Here. Well, that's a super thoughtful answer. I love it. What inspired you to become a teacher in the first place? And how did you become one? So give me that journey of what's training, what school, you know, that sort of stuff. And then what's your favorite part of teaching? So why did you become one? How did you become one? And then what's been your favorite part so far about it?
So I always thought that I would become a teacher. As a child in my room, I know I'm 46, so this is old school. We're taking it back. I had a chalkboard in my class and a girl that lived in my neighborhood. We would play school.
Of course, play school.
And there was another girl that I knew that somehow got her hands on like retired curriculum resources.
Wow.
And would give them to me. So we would actually like
what a toy.
Have all our stuffed animals there and pretend like we are teaching
nice.
Students.
Man.
And on top of that, when I was in the classroom, I was always the one, I'm sure the other kids were like, oh, shh, don't talk anymore. Because I was a teacher's pet volunteering pass out papers, grade papers, do whatever I could.
You're like, if you need any ideas, I have some curriculum
exactly.
at my house I can bring in. I have
Let
some
me
lesson
help
plans.
You out here. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So as I got to be a teenager, it wasn't in the forefront of my mind, but I still kind of had that idea of eventually that's where I would want to go. And my senior year, I took a AP English class with a teacher, Joseph Feldman, who was phenomenal. He came in there enthusiastic, passionate about what he did. He really wanted to reach all students. He taught an AP class, but even his passion really, as is mine, is for those that are kind of struggling learners, those that have obstacles that they are facing that make it a little bit more of a challenge. And so he was really my inspiration, as well as just it had always kind of been a dream of mine to get into teaching.
Right. And so how'd you become one? You know, you go to school, you get, and then
sure.
certificate, and then.
So actually, when I graduated college, I started off at Georgia Tech. My mom had it in her brain that I was going to be an engineer.
Ah, okay.
Because she saw a dollar sign. She's like, as a woman, and yeah. in that industry, you can make a lot of money.
Sure.
My passion, that just strengthened it, having gone through that experience. So I, at that time, they did quarters in college. Mm-hmm. I know I told you I'm taking it sure. back to the times.
Yeah. Right, we're there.
At that time, they did quarters. So after my first quarter, I was like, this is not for me.
Mm.
And enrolled at Georgia State University.
Okay.
Loved it.
Okay.
Had a phenomenal experience there. And then luckily, I don't know if you remember, this is about 2011, there was not a lot of jobs for teachers at that time, funny enough. So I was lucky enough to get a long-term sub position for a teacher that just had a baby, which then led me to be employed at the school that I later taught at for 10 years in Cobb County.
Oh, right on. Okay. And so what's been your favorite part about teaching so far? Like, what do you enjoy about it? What
absolutely drew you to? The relationships. I am very much a relationship-based person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's my calling to try to make a positive impact on as many people as possible. Just to sidetrack just for a minute, I read a book called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. He starts out by saying, imagine that you have died. What would you want people to say about you? And something that I hope that people see is the level of patience I have, the level of empathy. I'm very much a giver. And as I said before, giving to the students, especially in the grade I teach, second, which is such a foundational grade, so that they're prepared for the future, whatever that may be, is such a powerful thing to me.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, I'm sure you're doing that. I'm sure people are going to remember you by that, you know. And so let's think about teaching. So you've been saying you've been doing it 13 years. This doesn't have to be a memory or an experience from GCA because you've been GCA 3, but the other 10. What was like a funny or a memorable moment experience? Can you share one of those?
Sure. One that really sticks with me is there was a child that was in my class and was having some issues at home and at school with behavior and other things. And I had been through some of the same experiences as he had. So I felt like we were able to connect on that kind of level. And I would talk to him, of course, not in front of the class, just one-on-one, and kind of, you know, share my experiences so he didn't feel so alone. And that, I feel like, led him to A, feel not so alone, and B, to handle those challenges that he was facing in a more positive way. And the reason why I say that is so memorable is because after he left me, he made a chair. You got to keep in mind, these were children in poverty, so they're mm-hmm. usually making you things out of clothespins, and then colored it with markers and glued all the pieces together to form a chair.
Oh, man.
And up until probably awesome. Like a year ago, I had saved that. And yeah, unfortunately, some of you guys, I moved recently.
Oh, no.
So it got broken in the move.
Didn't make it.
It did not make it in the move. As much bubble wrap as I put
yeah,
on
yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah.
It did not make it in the move.
Well, hopefully he's not watching this because he'll broken. It's don't
that would be terrible.
Yeah, no. No, you still have it. We found it. Glue it together.
That I glued it cool. back together.
Right. That's
yes,
so cool.
Yes, yeah.
Well, if you had to teach a completely different subject, a different topic for a day, you have to. What would you choose and why, you know?
I'm not going to say a grade level except to say it would be in primary or elementary, but math. I love math.
Oh,
I
really?
Am a numbers girl.
Really?
And
okay.
just to say, I love teaching ELA and social studies.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But I do love numbers. More the number side of things and like algebra and things like that versus geometry and measurement.
Right.
But yes, it would be math.
Well, yeah, why didn't you go, maybe that would be too long, but like short answer, why didn't you go math? Why didn't you teach math?
Or is it just, when I was hired, I was asked to do this.
Oh, I see.
ELA and social studies.
I see.
Plus, okay. in my teaching experience, it has mostly been reading, writing, social studies. Because even when I taught in a brick and mortar school, I taught fourth grade for the longest time. Okay. And you're still transitioning where you have the two teachers. Like one would do math and science and the other ELA and social studies and writing.
Okay.
So I had the most experience with teaching those.
Okay. If you could give a piece of advice to students, these can all be different. If you give a piece of advice to students at GCA, to parents at GCA, and teachers at GCA, what would it be? It can all be the same if you want it, but they could be specific as well, I imagine.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah. Students, I would say communication is so important with your teachers. If you don't understand something, they are there to help you, and they got into this profession to watch you grow. So please let them know.
Help me help you.
Exactly. The other thing is I talk so much to my kids, and I call my kids my students, about being on camera, participating in the chat, those kind of things. And it makes us feel so good when we see that participation.
For sure.
Like you're really focused and engaged with what we're teaching.
Yeah, you're there.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Yeah. For the parents and learning coaches, again, relationships. Develop that good, open communication with the teacher, because we have to work as a team for the success of the student.
Absolutely.
And I really have that enthusiasm for building those relationships and really want them to know that I am there for them.
Sure.
So that's going to be important for the parents and learning coaches.
Right.
Checking Canvas, checking those messages that we send out. I send out a lot of messages, and sorry, parents and learning coaches, but I want you to know what is going on.
Yeah, you got to communicate. Sure.
As far as the teachers go, what I would say is keep a positive attitude. The kids feed off of your energy.
So true.
So if you keep it positive, you're enthusiastic, no matter what is going on in your life, then they will feed off of that.
Right.
Same thing with the panic, and like, class isn't working today or something like that.
Right.
Just keep it calm.
Relax.
And also that balance. And I'm sure a lot of people that know me would say, you need to take that advice, because I do. But what I would suggest to other people sometimes is do as I say, not as I do.
right.
But you need to have that work-life balance.
Yeah.
Because it's not all, it is an important job that we have.
For sure.
But in order to bring out your best, you need that time, to yourself and for your family.
Yeah. If you're drained, your cup's empty, you can't give to others.
You know?
So you need that time to recharge. You got to be positive. That's
exactly.
So right. If you don't like going to your class, what do you think your students?
How are they going to feel?
What are they thinking? So who was your favorite teacher and why growing up? Who was your favorite teacher?
So I would probably have to go back to Mr. Feldman. Yeah. Joseph Feldman was my favorite teacher, again, because of the enthusiasm and positivity. We had to read. And sorry, probably middle school, high school teachers, but we had to read Moby Dick. And I'm sorry, that was the hardest book for me to get through ever.
Sure.
But because I saw how enthusiastic and he wanted to have those discussions, I got through it just so he felt like his efforts were not at a loss. Like somebody was participating in the discussion with him.
You were there, Marian,
with
your notes, the old curriculum lesson plans, you were ready to go.
And then to take it back to what I was talking about before, when I was in school and kind of struggling because I was working at the same time, he and I communicated after I graduated from high school, And he knew that I was living on my own and paying my own bills and sent me a check for $100.
Wow.
Now, I never used it.
Wow.
But just the fact that you would do that is so...
You care.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he cared.
Yes.
That's amazing. So switching gears from teaching, if you're not teaching, what hobbies do you enjoy? What, you know, activities do you enjoy? What could people find you doing when you're not teaching?
So it makes me think of when COVID first started, and as teachers, we had a little bit more time than we did because there wasn't as much pressure. We were just kind of learning how to navigate this whole virtual thing. But we would go take the dog, and my fiance has a Jeep, so we could go up to the mountains and be away from everybody.
Oh, cool.
And just let the dog run around and everything else. So those kind of experiences, I love being outdoors. Love reading a lot. Unfortunately, during the school year, we don't get to do as much for pleasure as I would like.
Sure.
And those that know me in second grade, I am a big workout person. I love exercising.
Okay.
So those are some things that I do outside of school.
Right on. Well, before you go, who do you want to shout out?
Well, I have so many people that I have been so grateful for through my time at GCA. To start with, Karen Miller in operations. Wonderful, sweet person. And when I first got on here, I had some issues with my certificate, and she and I were in constant communication and helped me the whole way and still answers all of my questions in a really fast manner.
Awesome.
Christy Lancaster, who was my mentor my first year, and now she is the academic coach for ELA, and I'm the lead for second grade for language arts. So we work very close together, and she always answers my questions as well.
Awesome.
Taylor Lloyd, love her. She has been so awesome. Like, sure. I come to her and I'm like, I have a problem here, and she is such a problem solver. And not only for me, but for all the teachers in primary.
Sure.
Taylor Martinez, who... she's our academic chair for social studies now, but was kind of a mentor as well. I saw how she was as a chair and kind of modeled what I did after what she did. My co-taught helpers, Angela West and Marie Rogers, who have to put up with my perfectionist tendencies on a daily basis.
Sure.
My partner teacher, Lori Gaskew, and Ashley Farless and Sarah Arnold, that I used to teach with my partner teachers. And lastly, I'd just like to shout out the assistant principals and the principal Ingrid Bailey for primary. All of them have been so amazing. I don't think I have ever felt so supported as a teacher before, and it makes it a pleasure to come to work and makes you want to work even harder.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like you've had like no support and been totally solo and like no one to help you along the way. Yeah, it's like, but thanks again for representing GCA so well.
Thank you.
Congratulations again on 2023 GCA's Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
Stay hoot worthy. Miss Marion Hoyt, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to GCA Hootworthy. Do you have a story about a Georgia Cyber Academy champion rising up, aiming high, and soaring? Let us know at georgiacyber.org/Hootworthy. And make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with our latest content.